Above Tahrir Square, the military helicopters buzzing Cairo elicit cheers from the crowds below. The protests are swelling. The opposition, emboldened by the military's ultimatum that President Morsi reaches a power-sharing deal.
Dr. Morsi can suggest anything to the people here in the square, but as you can see, it's the people of the square who are doing the talking.
All eyes are on the army's next move, says Maha Azam of Policy Institute Chatham House, who spoke to VOA on the phone from Egypt.
What we're seeing is the upper echelons of the military attempting to dictate the political process in Egypt. They don't want to be at the forefront of politics, but they are ultimately directing the political roadmap. And that is unacceptable in a democracy.
President Morsi has rejected the military's demand. In a statement Tuesday, he said he would not let the clock be turned back on civilian rule. The Muslim Brotherhood called for the president's supporters to take to the streets to express their refusal of any coup. Again, Maha Azam.
The polarization that is happening in Egypt today is greater than one that we've ever seen before. And the consequences of unseating a freely elected president are going to be absolutely chaotic in terms of the interests of the Egyptian people as a whole and the future of democracy in the region at large.
The protesters feel this is a second revolution, says Emily Dyer of analyst group the Henry Jackson Society.
Many people feel that the demands that they had in the first revolution in January 2011, which was, to put it simply, bread, freedom and social justice, have not yet been met.
But Dyer says the opposition has failed to offer a cohesive alternative.
No opposition parties within the National Salvation Front, which is the umbrella opposition movement, have yet put forward a clear alternative policy plan, whether that would be dealing with the economic problems that Egypt's currently facing, the problem of the fact that a third of their budget is spent on subsidies.
Britain and Germany echoed US President Obama's concerns over the crisis Tuesday and urged a peaceful resolution. Rupert Colville is spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
It's really important that the government, the opposition, get together and discuss how they can move forward. Egypt's democracy is obviously very fragile, and nobody wants to see it collapse or fall apart in some way.
Analysts say Egypt is now entering the unknown, and the military will likely decide the fate of President Morsi in the coming days. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.